The redress scheme was launched in January 2020, and it was welcomed absolutely massively across the county of the Mayo, because we had fought for years for such a scheme to help homeowners to fix their homes. However, as it has evolved and as time has passed, it has become recognised over the last while that the scheme has a number of key issues that need addressed. And there's a number of issues primarily that we are treated very differently to those in Leinster, for example, on the East Coast, who have the pyrite issue, namely things like they get 100% towards the cost of the fix of their homes, they get an accommodation cost, they get exemption from local property tax, and really, really importantly to so many families across the county, the cost of actually accessing the scheme is in the region of 5,000 to 7,000 euro, which they have to pay up front for testing in order for them to apply to get on the scheme. The difference in Leinster is that they have to pay 550 euro. Now, those kind of issues and those concerns are making the scheme inaccessible to a huge amount of people across the county and in Mayo. And those issues need addressed, and they need addressed urgently. And I think one of the other things I'd like to say is that, I mean, I'm an affected homeowner myself. I'm speaking to a lot of people who are feeling the same level of frustration. And we don't want to have to go out and have a peaceful demonstration during this time, particularly with issues around COVID and particularly around the issues, the negative press that Donegal has received over the last number of weeks. However, we feel as if we have been told over the last 14 months to stay home and to stay safe due to COVID. And you have to remember, for somebody who is affected, an affected homeowner and a mica home, we are not safe at home. And it has reinforced a lot of the concerns and the worries and the mental anguish that families are under. And we are absolutely calling on politicians and the government to urgently review the scheme in order to address these shortfalls.
Donegal County Council's Redress Committee met last week. They had a lengthy discussion with officials, put a number of questions to them. The officials are coming back to council later this month with answers, and the council has said it will absolutely lead the charge on Dublin to seek changes to the redress scheme. Do you have faith in that process?
Well, I do know that there are people who have fought tirelessly. For example, Martin McDermott is constantly talking to me over the last number of weeks and months. I know that he drafted, in conjunction with the Mike Action Group, and feedback from homeowners and what the key concerns were. And those have been communicated to the Minister. Do I have faith? I would like to think that they will look at this favourably. I think when they look at the comparison and the issues that I've just mentioned, I think that they have got to do something. Families cannot be left in a situation where they can't avail of the scheme. I mean, somebody mentioned to me in the last few days that if we don't have, if many families don't even access the scheme or can't access the scheme, we will never, ever really properly know the true scale of this issue across the county, because families can't even get in the first rung of the ladder. So this is really urgent, and we have to put our faith in our local representatives that they will do the right thing.